My dear colleagues and friends, we hope you had a wonderful lunch and break just now. We have a lot of ground to cover this afternoon, as you're well aware. So let us get started. I would also ask delegations to raise their main point issues related to the different sections so that we can hear from everyone and achieve our objectives for the day. This doesn't mean that we will not let you speak, you know. Please do take the floor. So let us move to another item, agenda item, stockpile destruction and retention of antipersonal mines. It is important to have clear actions that ensure tangible progress towards fulfilling the convention's stockpile destruction obligations for the two states still implementing Article 4. The actions also cover the undesirable events that a state fails to meet its Article 4 deadline, or the event that a state may discover previously unknown stockpiles. There's a number of states retaining antipersonal mines in line with Article 3, and this section also contains actions which reflect the importance of not only regularly reviewing the number needed for permitted purposes, but also of considering alternatives. In terms of the introductory paragraph, we received a comment to add the importance of transparency and accountability when it comes to mines retained under Article 3. We also received a comment to alter Action 14 from destroying previously known unknown stockpiles in a period of 6 months after their discovery to as soon as possible. We would like to retain the language as we agreed in Oslo to 6 months. We think this is important to not to aim lower. We also received some input to tie up the language in the actions without substantial changes. So thank you very much for all your input, and I would now like to open the floor for any comments regarding the stockpile destructions and retention sections. So please do take the floor. The floor is open now. Thank you. Okay. Australia. Okay, I see CBL and then Australia. Thank you.